You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA, news and commentary.
June the 6th, 2022, we are live streaming. Did I say June? I'm trying to advance the calendar. If it's June 6th, I think I should be in Las Vegas. Let's correct that. Let's make it May 6th, 2022. Thanks, Mike is in there watching over me and the board, and I have really put him the ringer today. Those of you watching us on livestream.com, you can see how frustrated it's been inside this studio today because I got papers flying all over the place. I don't know where half of them are. I think some are under my feet, some under the chair, some. Looky there. One is over there hiding a bottle of Jack. I didn't know I had that in here. Anyway, back to our news and commentary of the day. President Biden announcing another security assistance package to Ukraine that will be coming somewhere close to more than $100 million. He's meeting with other G7 leaders virtually on Sunday ahead of the expected Victory Day celebrations in Russia. Zelensky is also going to be talking to the G7 leaders virtual that day as well. The Kremlin is not confirming whether a Victory Day parade will take place in the Ukrainian city of Mariupol, but they say they do have plans for a victory parade, of course, in Moscow. Victory Day inside Russia, May 9th, commemorates the country defeating the Nazis in 1945. It is not sure yet if President Putin will be putting in an appearance. Normally he's there to salute the troops as they come past. In fact, we haven't heard anything on his health for some time. The last reports were he was battling cancer and was going to have some kind of cancer treatment. Whether or not that involved surgery, we don't know. If it's affected his health, his mental capacity, if someone else is now running Russia, my guess in the last hour suggested that I think we would know that if that's happened. Ukrainian President Zelensky said Mariupol is the most complicated points of the war, accusing Russians of blockading, torturing via starvation. There are still anywhere from 300 to 400 inside this one area of Mariupol. Russia, according to Zelensky, is at Russia could be killing civilians. It could be exchanged as prisoners of war. And if that happens, then Ukraine's not going to have any diplomat talks with Russia later. A Ukrainian commander of the steel plant in Mariupol says bloody battles are unfolding constantly. And the U.S., as you heard on the network news a moment ago, is not confirming nor officially denying it had anything to do with helping Ukraine take out a Russian warship in the Black Sea. Chief Justice Roberts, in a speech last night in Atlanta, said that the leak from the Supreme Court is absolutely appalling, but it will not affect the final decision. But the leaked draft did not show him signing on or stating against Roe v. Wade being overturned. So abortion activists are striking a full-throttle campaign. They've already massed under the moniker called Ruth Sent Us. That's reference to Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who passed away. She did support women's rights, but she said Roe v. Wade was a mistake. She said it had overreach. But they're going to use her as an excuse to target members of Congress, members of the Senate, I should say members of the Supreme Court and their families. And there is talk among some of the groups that come this weekend. They will be attacking and boycotting, holding protests outside churches, especially Catholic churches. And the Antifa group is claiming responsibility for an attack on a crisis pregnancy center in Portland last night. A center truly to help women with health care and not kill a child in the process. Pray that we have peace this weekend, especially for Mother's Day. Coming up, more warnings that it's not going to be peaceful.
If you have mold in your home, your family can get very sick. You need to call Wellington Environmental. Realtors, even hospitals and doctors call Wellington to solve mold issues. A Belleville homeowner discovered mold. Good thing he called Wellington. The mold is gone, and Wellington's new chemical process saved him $3,500. A university was facing some major mold issues. They called Wellington. Issue solved. The university saved $40,000. Wellington also helps research and test new products to deal with mold. Call 314-644-4930. 644-4930. A-rated by the BBB, Missouri and Illinois. Say you heard about Wellington on Larry Connors USA. Save $100 on any mold treatment or $50 on mold sampling. 644-4930. Be well with Wellington Environmental.
This segment of Larry Connors USA is brought to you by my friends at John Beal Roofing, covering homes and businesses throughout the Midwest. Best quality, lowest prices. John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF, 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
Just 24 hours ago, Joe Biden, the President of the United States, told us that people who don't support him are the single biggest security threat that faces this country. Not Al-Qaeda, not the Chinese military, not the Mexican drug cartels, not even Russia, which we are told daily is the wellspring of all evil. No, you. You're the biggest threat because you don't vote Democrat. As Joe Biden put it, quote, this MAGA crowd is really the most extreme political organization that's existed in American history. The most extreme, the worst, worse than the Klan, worse than the Nazis, worse than the anarchists who murdered an American president, worse than anyone ever. That's you. You're an existential threat to the country you were born in.
That is Tucker Carlson in his opening monologue last night. I wanted to share some of it, because it also leads up to what we're dealing with today. There are reports that are beginning to escalate about plans to create difficulties at that's a sanitized word, at various church services on this Sunday, which would be Mother's Day. Specifically reference the fact that we've had this abortion leak from the Supreme Court as to what might be happening. Now, I want you to understand that when I report this, some folks will have the attitude, oh, he's suggesting and encouraging folks out and go out and do that. No, I'm not doing that, and I'm not telling them anything they're not already hearing on their various sources, because they are jumping on those repeatedly right now. And where is this great Minister of Defense, Nina Jankowicz? Why is she not getting onto Twitter? Because a lot of them are using Twitter. Elon Musk does not hold control of Twitter yet. So a lot of this nonsense is being put up on Twitter. She could be shutting down because they're using it in some cases to create dissension. It's kind of like Chelsea Handler, one of them that went up yesterday, saying it's horrifying, or rather it's amazing how horrified Republicans are at the leaking of a Supreme Court opinion yet have nothing to say on an actual organized assault on our Capitol. That's, of course, reference January 6th, that their own party had a hand in, There's no proof the party had a hand in it. Where actual people were murdered. I guess that's different than fictional people. And when she says actual people were murdered, one was killed. There's a difference between murder and killing and death. Not only legal as to if it was with intent, but by accident or carelessness. You can kill someone without murdering them. And not only reference law, but the intent itself. You made a mistake and something happened and it killed somebody. You didn't go in with the intent to kill them. That would have been murder. But what you did met with that. But I don't see anybody shutting down all the remarks that are surfacing on Twitter now that are basically, they're lies, for one thing. Like Bette Midler pointed out that Roe v. Wade has been settled law guaranteed by the Constitution for 50 years. Well, laws do change, but on top of that, this is not a constitutional right to have an abortion. It's not. Do not let anyone tell you it is. It is not a constitutional right. Find it in the Constitution and show it to me. You can't. What they did at that time, go under Article 14, Amendment 14, privacy rights, and put it in under there. And gave that as a reason as to why they could say no government should prevent a woman from seeking an abortion if she wants it. No restriction should be placed upon her. And even Ruth Bader Ginsburg, the liberal icon, that now you've got groups forming under the banner, "We come for Ruth," as if she would accept what they're doing, or building demonstrations, doxing Supreme Court justices and their families. Doxing means letting everyone know where they live, where they might go, what kind of car they have, where their kids go to school or their grandkids, so you can get to any of them as a way to embarrass at the least and most likely harm or threaten to harm them. That's not something Ruth Bader Ginsburg would go for. And in fact, Ruth Bader Ginsburg did not 100% support Roe v. Wade. Did you hear me? She did not support Roe v. Wade 100%. She said that repeatedly. I read an interview of it the other day. You can go to previous program podcast this week and hear it. But she was being asked specifically that when an opening came up, and Bill Clinton was being asked about putting you on the court, he's saying, women don't want her. And she said, well, they said that because I was not 100% support of Roe v. Wade. So women did not want her on the court. Now, of course, they're making her a martyr and moving forward and saying she condones and accepts and probably even would encourage all this, which is far from the truth. But don't let the facts get in the way of the story. They're going to do what they want to, and they're going to treat it the way they want. I'd said the other day when this came out, this would give the Democrat Party finally some kind of talking point they could stand on. They just had Tuesday and Wednesday various primaries. Former President Trump endorsed 20-plus candidates. Every single candidate he endorsed won. His coattails are still that big, that long, that powerful to carry to this date from when he was last in office. How many Democrat candidates for Senate or House are asking Joe Biden to come stand with them? He doesn't really have a record that's acceptable. Everything from the economy, the highest inflation in 40-plus years, to the handling of Afghanistan, leaving Americans behind when he said he wouldn't, a total mishmash of brain complex language that no one can follow. And if it is a health issue, if it's Alzheimer's, dementia, I feel for him. In fact, I pray for him. He does better, but he should not be leading the nation. But I don't want Kamala Harris to do it either. There's someone else who won't stand with him. He wanted her to be with him when he's talking about putting an end to some of these menthol cigarettes. It might actually hook more black people than they do white people. She did not want to have anything to do with him. She found something. I'm kind of busy right now. She doesn't want to be near him. So the Democrats for 2022 can run on the concept that women's rights, women's rights, women's rights. I raised two daughters. And I believe in women's rights, that they have the ability, the same abilities as a man does, the opportunity. But there are a lot of guys I like that I also say they have the same, should have the same opportunity, but they're not going to be able to get the job they want because they don't have the ability. They're not being denied because they're male. They're being denied because you don't have the skill set. My daughters could face and have faced that in the past as well. I've got grandsons and a granddaughter coming up. They're going to face it. This is nothing new. You know that. Sometimes when you were first hired for a job, how much do you get paid? Virtually nothing, because you're learning. And they're going to keep you learning until you go somewhere else. I remember specifically a TV reporter in Houston who had a chance to come here. But he had a nice nest there in Houston. He had a good job. People liked him, and he enjoyed his job. But he was still always being treated like a beginning reporter. He did not have that many years' experience. And he started his career there. So they figure you're only good for here. And I told him, I said, you probably should take the opportunity if they're going to pay you what you say they're going to, not just for the money, but for the experience. And then really, when you come back to Houston, you can come back with a more powerful position. He did take the job. Unfortunately, he got sick shortly after he got up here and passed away. But there are cases where people had to leave where they are, go somewhere else to prove themselves, hey, I can do it everywhere and anywhere, and then they go back to the other place. Very much like this radio show when you get down to it. This radio show, and I don't like building my career on the bones of others, but this radio show, the complexity of it, the way we put it together, is a higher standard than many, if not most, radio talk programs. I'm not trying to make myself like a Rush Limbaugh or Paul Harvey. Often I get compared to Paul Harvey in the way I present things, but I'm not trying to say I'm that big and special. It's just the fact that what we do, and if you listen, it's an entirely different type of radio talk program. Kind of storytelling with sound bites and also some thoughts and processes and comments, which you may or may not like. That's fine. But the Democrats, what are they going to do? Well, the Roe v. Wade is a big issue for them and what they can do with it. James Cava, who is a Democrat strategist for the Bill Clinton camp to get Bill Clinton from the governor of Arkansas into the White House, was doing an interview on CNN, and he's asked, let's talk about your view of Roe v. Wade and, of course, what it could mean for the Democrat Party.
I'm like a lot of dads today. I've been fielding calls from angry and distraught daughters, and I think that's going on all over the United States. To date, they have no fear of Democrats. That's why they do this. Democrats, you got to understand just what a huge event this is in American politics. The Democrats have won the popular vote in 7 out of 8 presidential elections. Roe is over 2-1 in approval. And Alito and them said, we don't care. We're not fair, and we don't care. And all the Democrats are going to do is sit around and talk about veganism and pronouns. And to some extent, that is a justified opinion that they have.
Now, I have a real hard problem with his remarks there, because when he says things like they're just going to do what they want to do, that's wrong. I mean, let me read his quote exactly. He said, Alito on them said, we don't care. We're not fair. We don't care. Alito never said that. And nothing in their ruling says they said that. But he's using that as a basis of what maybe this party needs to do. Recognize that the Supreme Court's not going to be fair, and they don't care about Democrats. They don't fear you anymore. That's why they made this decision. And then he's asked, well, what do you think about Hillary Clinton saying that maybe we've got to do something to outrage the people that will get them to the polls? And when we come back, I'll pick up with that part of that story, and you'll hear him talking about what Hillary recommends. Because, again, keep in mind, this is James Carville, a Louisiana, who was telling the Clintons how I can get you out of the state house in Arkansas and the big house in D.C. And he did. So now, does he have some plan? Does he agree with Hillary that we got to find a point of outrage? Because she's saying step on the gas on Roe v. Wade issues and women's rights, and we will still win. Really? James Carville lends his advice when we continue.
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA.
I hope Secretary Clinton is correct, and I hope that people understand. Louisiana legislature passed a bill today out of committee that would make a 20-year-old scared young female from Oban, Louisiana, who chooses to get an abortion, charged with homicide. In Texas, the governor's going to challenge the right to public education for children. In Oklahoma, they're passing bills that you can't even get an abortion in case of life of the mother. If this doesn't motivate people, if this doesn't get you going, then I can't do anything to help you.
Those are the words of James Carville, former Clinton analyst, and referring to Hillary Clinton, saying that we've got to mobilize, we've got to step on the gas pedal on the abortion rights issue and make that our campaign run for 2022 and all the way into 2024. But I'm going to have to question Jimmy over some of the remarks he just made. For instance, he said, I hope people understand that in Louisiana, the legislature passed a bill out today of a committee that make a 20-year-old scared young female who chooses to get an abortion charged with homicide. I'm looking at that presentation of that bill, and it got advanced. Unless there's something else he's talking about, it does abolish abortion in the state of Louisiana. This is as of yesterday, so it's got to be the same one he's referring to. Grants constitutional rights to all unborn children from the moment of fertilization, and it does classify abortion as a homicide. But there's nothing in there that says the 20-year-old mother, as he referred to her, the scared young female who chooses to get an abortion charged with homicide. There's nothing in there that charges the mother. It charges those who assist in it and make it happen. He said in Texas, the governor challenged the right of public education for children. Well, he's partly right. Texas Governor Abbott expects a challenge on the case Plyer v. Doe that requires states to offer free public education. Okay, Jimmy, we got you there. To all students, okay, including children of undocumented immigrants. So he said, I think we need to review that because his state will resurrect and challenge that 40-year-old Supreme Court decision requiring states to offer free public education to children, including undocumented immigrants. That's the difference, but don't let the facts get in the way of the story. Now, a lot of folks said, boy, you let Roe v. Wade be overturned, it's going to be a cascade of other bills that will take away other rights. Alito stressed in his draft, which is not final yet, this bill only involves abortion. And to that extent, Carville said, in Oklahoma, they're passing bills. You can't even give an abortion in the case for the life of the mother. Let me see if I read that right. You can't even get an abortion in case for life of the murder, but the mother. Well, I'm looking at that bill that got passed Tuesday. It would make performing an abortion a felony. Headed to the state desk of the governor, Republican, who's expected to sign it. Didn't get a single Democrat debate, vote, but it's only, it would allow an exception if the mother's life is in danger. It specifically says that. But he knows the audience he's talking to. They'll gobble up everything he says and not bother questioning it. And then his other point is that this Democrat Party better get their act together.
I tell you who's not helping is these progressive advocacy groups. They don't, no one cares what they say. That no one fears them. And they need to start dispatching people to Georgia and North Carolina and Wisconsin and Pennsylvania and Michigan and Nevada and Arizona and places like that and get out of Washington and get out of talking points and get out there in the field and start registering people and motivating people. That's what I think.
That's what he thinks the Democrat Party should be doing. Well, before we wrap up today, I'm going to tell you about some of these advocacy groups that are out there and their plans. They're not going to help the Democrats. They're going to harm them. They're going to harm the nation, and they could hurt innocents. Now, you hear the abortion rights people say, you're going to have people killed if you don't allow abortions. Are you that stupid? Do you not realize that there's some baby killed with every abortion? I'll get to that before we wrap up today's program. But coming up the next segment, say goodbye, Jen. Jen Saski is finally leaving. But wait, 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 who's coming on the scene? Stand by, please. Many car dealers are quick to sell you a car, but Ackerman Toyota knows that's just the beginning of your relationship. When it comes time for routine or special service work, others might be too busy. Not Ackerman Toyota. Hours and days to fit your schedule. Ackerman Toyota at Hampton, just north of Interstate 44. Ackerman Toyota for life.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
I don't think anyone could look at those photos and think that was appropriate action or behavior or something that should be accepted within our administration. There's an investigation that's ongoing. We'll let that play out, but our reaction to the photos has not changed.
Yeah, our reaction has not changed. That is Jen Saski. Goodbye, out the door, close the door behind you. Don't let it hit you in the arse. She's leaving the White House spokeswoman position, going to one of the networks. It's believed to be MSNBC and possibly Rachel Maddow's job, as if I could really care. She's going to make a lot more money, have a lot less flack, and she can have a much more free lying routine than she does in front of the White House press corps. She was referring then to the accusations that had been made against Border Patrol agents on horseback whipping Haitian refugees as they came across the border. The photographer on the scene that took the picture that sparked everything shows the agents on horseback slapping their reins toward them. I don't even know if the rein actually hit one of them. These are long reins, very longer than you would normally use for a horse, so they can hold them in one hand and swing them at others, keeping them away from the horse for two reasons. One, to keep them away from the horse so they don't get up there and try to take the officer off. And two, to protect them from the horse because they could spook the horse to the extent the horse could charge into them and hurt them severely. If you've ever been around horses, and believe me, I have, you can get knocked down pretty fast when you thought you had everything under control. And they'll step on your feet, your leg. I mean, it can go south in a hurry. But even then, as you heard, even though it was proven, and the photographer taking that said there was no whipping of Haitians, that's not what they were doing. Even when confronted with that nasty, nasty word, facts, she would not change her opinion until the White House hasn't changed its mind. Biden called them out, mocked them, and talked about how bad they were. Don't forget, he just recently called MAGA supporters the most serious threat to the nation ever, ever and ever, ever. Never heard him say word one like that to BLM or Antifa as they were burning down homes, businesses, towns, attacking police with bottles filled with urine or Molotov cocktails. I don't recall any so-called MAGA group doing that. Oh, but Larry, January 6th, that was not a MAGA event. Were there Make America Great people in it? Trump supporters? Yes. And if they were among the ones who assaulted police to break into the Capitol or pilfer it, then I say, yes, charge them. I said that day. It was not patriotic, shouldn't be done. I'm not going to defend what I think is wrong. I'm going to call balls and strikes. They should not have done that. If they had to pay some penalty, so be it. But I'd like to see an even level of justice against those who kill someone and then are released with no bail or low bail. The guy that attacked Dave Chappelle the other night at the Hollywood Bowl Theater, he got hit with a $30,000 bail. $30,000. Cash assured him means he has to come up with $3,000 or something worth $3,000. And he gets out of jail. So if you attack somebody, they're going to let you off that easy? Depends on if you're a Republican, Democrat, and of course depends on where it takes place. If it's going to be in a blue state, maybe they didn't see it. Unless they can tie you to the MAGA crowd. So let's go back to another one of the old stories for Jen Psaki. And she is going to MSNBC. It's right here in front of me. I just didn't have a chance to see it yet. For one thing, it came to the Afghanistan debacle. And listen to how this story went down. Jen Psaki.
Does the president have a sense that most of the criticism is not of leaving Afghanistan, it's the way that he has ordered it to happen, by pulling the troops before getting these Americans who are now stranded? Does he have a sense of that?
First of all, I think it's irresponsible to say Americans are stranded. They are not. We are committed to bringing Americans who want to come home, home. We are in touch with them via phone, via text, via email, via any way that we can possibly reach Americans to get them home if they want to return home.
There are no Americans stranded is the White House's official position on what's happening in Afghanistan. Right?
I'm just calling you out for saying that we are stranding Americans in Afghanistan when we have been very clear that we are not leaving Americans who want to return home. We are going to bring them home. And I think that's important for the American public to hear and understand.
Yeah, except that you didn't. We still have Americans stranded in Afghanistan. We've had civilian groups go in and help them get out. Now, yes, some may have chosen to stay there because they had married an Afghan or they had a family there. They were not going to leave without their family, and you didn't make accommodation to help get them out. And then she gave Biden, of course, gave a dark speech the other day about how he was so angry back in the original getting the shots days. If you don't get that, you're an American. You remember that? Well, she later said, using her quote, he didn't say what you heard him say. What? He didn't say what I heard him say? Which, by the way, speaking of those shots, I had this story here, and I put it aside because I wasn't sure I was going to have time for it. J&J, those who have had J&J shots, they're now being very concerned about some issues, health issues with them. I mean, even the CDC is acknowledging it. So if you had a J&J shot, then you need to look up and find some of the latest information on it. I may find it before we wrap this segment. I may not. I got a lot of material here. But then we have, as she appeared in a news conference, and the question was raised basically by a member of the press about some issues, and she just flat denied, flat out denied it, didn't care about it, didn't know about something that would be as big as a congressional hearing and a statement. This is Sam Dewey begins this clip. He is a former congressional investigator, and then you'll hear Saski's remarks after he explains how this press secretary doesn't even know this basic fact of this story.
I'd point out, you know, consistent with the high quality of the work Chairman Johnson did and Chairman Grassley did, you know, all they said was there was this payment that looked suspicious. They didn't draw any wild or unfound conclusions. They stated what they could prove and left the rest to further fact findings. So I think they made a very responsible claim, as you pointed out, grounded in documents, and it's disappointing there wasn't more engagement with that claim by the press secretary.
When the reporter cited the September 2020 Senate Homeland Security report as evidence, Saki replied, "I'm not familiar with it at all." Let's listen to what she said.
So there was a report last year from the Senate Finance and Homeland Security Committees. It claimed that the wife of Moscow's former mayor paid a company associated with the president's son $3.5 million. There was no explanation for this alleged payment, and I'm wondering if you could tell us if that claim is accurate, and if so, what the $3.5 million was paid for.
Not familiar with that claim. Doesn't sound like it's backed up by a lot of evidence. If you have evidence or specifics, happy to discuss it
further.
The
Senate committee's report, so you haven't asked about this, sir?
I'm not familiar with the report at all.
It's a congressional report. He's not making up stories. It's making up facts. If you bothered doing your homework, you'd know. So who's going to replace Jen Psaki? What do we know about her? Is it going to be a good thing, a bad thing? Who knows? Bring her back. The newly tapped press secretary, Karine Jean-Pierre, maybe Jean-Pierre, it's a woman. She's in a domestic partnership with a CNN anchor, a female. I could care less about it. They've had a same-sex partnership and have an adopted daughter between them. Again, none of that bothers me one way or the other. I'm just, can she do the job? Well, she's already tied deeply into that part of the world, and she has previously served as a White House correspondent, substitute for Wolf Blitzer. But she has a lot of baggage here. I'm looking at one of them, MoveOn.org. She worked for them. That's a radical group that imposed the impeachment of Clinton. She has a history of anti-Israeli radicalism. Says no one merely accused of sexual misconduct should ever seek office. I think we're going to be in for another fun time. Just be referring to her instead of Jen Psaki. Bye-bye, Psaki. Mother's Day coming up. Stand by. I don't endorse anyone unless I believe in them. So I can tell you with confidence and with personal knowledge, Rottner Pest Solutions will rid your home, your business, of pests without any danger to your family or pets. Rottner, the only pest control company you need. Call for a free estimate, 877-ROTTLER, 877-ROTTLER, or go to Rottner.com, Rottner Pest Solutions.
You ain't nothing but a hound.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
Welcome back. I remind you, we do live stream when we're on the air live at rumble.com. It's going to be a little late for you to go there, but you can go to it right now at rumble.com and go to the search engine, Larry Connors USA, one word. It'll open up the studio camera for you. Since it is late, you can also go to that page at any point you want, even if you're listening to this on a podcast later. And see previous programs that are also up there. And, of course, always can listen to any previous program we've had on at LarryConnorsUSA.com, LarryConnorsUSA.com, or LarryConnorsUSA Facebook. It's all branded LarryConnorsUSA. You can't miss it. So let me update and verify what I was telling you earlier about a Johnson & Johnson vaccine. The FDA announcing it's limiting the emergency use authorization of Johnson & Johnson to those 18 and older for whom vaccines aren't appropriate or accessible. Yeah, 18 and older. Said the change being made in the risk of a rare and dangerous clotting condition, thrombosis. We've talked about this before. There have been numerous cases reported. People having blood clots or heart problems, inflammation of the hearts and so forth. Some of these vaccines, some of them middle-aged men. Now, and keep in mind, all of these vaccines out there are issued an emergency use authorization. They are not for full use provided by the FDA or the CDC. That should make you feel better about the shots you got or ones they might still try to force you to get, the booster shots, much less for your children. I don't want to put you in fear, but if you have any doubt, check with your doctor, please. So the White House simply will not ask angry pro-abortion protesters not to descend on the homes of the Supreme Court justices. Jen Psaki, one of her last remarks was, I don't have any official U.S. government position on where people protest. She said, I think the president's view is there's a lot of passion, a lot of fear, a lot of sadness. It's not about the leak. It's about women's health care. Well, then riddle me this. Why is it that some of these Antifa groups last night attacked a pregnancy center in Portland? Young women who wanted to get pregnant. These are Antifa pro-abort men attacking and putting out hits on pregnancy centers in Portland, Oregon. Writing FCPCs on the windows and attacking them. And there are plans to have additional attacks. One Democrat is speaking up. Senator Mark Warner, Democrat of Virginia. I want to give him make sure you know who he is. He's pushed back against any possible threats of violence at the Supreme Court justices or their family or anyone else because of this decision, one way or the other. He said, we need to protect all of these elected officials. I completely condemn the leak. Whoever leaked it should be prosecuted. But we should never, you have no license to physically, verbally attack public officials. Could the White House have not have made a similar statement? No, because they're more than free and glad to see chaos reign. And we already are seeing word that Ruth sent us. Named after Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who did not 100% support Roe v. Wade, was not part of this decision, obviously. She passed away a couple years ago. But they're using her name, and they're calling themselves Ruth sent us, and they're sending out notices using social media. Where is our truth minister, our minister of disinformation, director of Homeland Security? Why are you not stopping this right now? They're still allowed to use social media to put out word that on plans to say we're going to terrorize Catholic churches on Mother's Day because Roe v. Wade might be overturned. They're saying Sunday protests will be so-called week of action. It says rise up, go after the homes of the six justices and go after churches throughout the metropolitan cities, Catholic or otherwise. No, that's not being called hate speech, is it at all? I thought that's what Alejandro would say. And that would be considered hate speech if Trump people had said, MAGA people had said, attack anybody that is for an abortion. I don't want you to be for an abortion, but I'm not going to attack you for it. I want you to be for life. And the fact that you're here listening to me is you had a mother. You didn't just originate out of a piece of dirt. You had a mother. And I hope you take time to honor her this week. This week, especially tomorrow. Sunday, I should say. Mine has passed away. I don't have her here. And it's a loss that you're never going to get over if you've ever lost your mother. So I'll be trying to do celebrations with my daughters, who are mothers of my grandsons. I pray your mother is still here, and I pray you take time to call and talk to her and visit with her. Maybe take her out to dinner. Whatever you do, show her she's loved and you're thankful. And remember our pledge, one nation under God.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.